Resurrection. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, we are subject to physical death, which is the separation of the spirit from the body. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected, save from physical death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. Resurrection is the reuniting of the spirit with the body in a perfect, immortal state, no longer subject to disease or death. Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. The Savior was the first person on the earth to be resurrected. The New Testament contains several accounts testifying that he rose from the tomb. See Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8, Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 14, Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 48, John chapter 20, verses 1 through 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 17. When the resurrected Lord appeared to his apostles, he helped them understand that he had a body of flesh and bones. He said, "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have." Luke chapter 24, verse 39. He also appeared to the Nephites after his resurrection. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 10 through 17. At the time of the resurrection, we will be judged according to our works. We shall be brought to stand before God, knowing even as we know now, and have a bright recollection of all our guilt. Alma chapter 11, verse 41 and verse 43. The eternal glory we receive will depend on our faithfulness. Although all people will be resurrected, only those who have come unto Christ and partaken of the fullness of his gospel will inherit exaltation in the celestial kingdom. An understanding and testimony of the resurrection can give you hope and perspective as you experience the challenges, trials, and triumphs of life. You can find comfort in the assurance that the Savior lives and that through his atonement he breaketh the bands of death, that the grave shall have no victory, and that the sting of death should be swallowed up in the hopes of glory. Alma chapter 22, verse 14. Additional references: Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8, chapter 26, verse 19, John chapter 5, verses 25 through 29, John chapter 11, verses 25 through 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Enos chapter 1, verse 27, Alma chapter 40, verses 23 through 26, and Alma chapter 41, Mormon chapter 9, verses 12 through 14, Doctrine and Covenants section 88, verses 15 through 16, section 93, verses 33 through 34, and Moses chapter 1, verse 39. See also Atonement of Jesus Christ, Death, Physical, Kingdoms of Glory, Plan of Salvation, Salvation, Soul.